Chai. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. This is perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry about that. Did I just not set your bag? Yeah. I swear I wasn't looking where I was going and... That's embarrassing. You alright? Yeah. There we go. All good now, I hope. So, I was trying to be careful and all, and while my feet had other plans, I didn't spill any tea on you, did I? No? Okay, that's good. So sorry to interrupt, but I couldn't help but notice you're reading the Dungeon Master's Guide, right? 5th edition. I swear, if I'm wrong, I'll be so embarrassed. But you seem like you know your way around a D20. I know we're total strangers and all, but I have to ask, are you a player or just someone who loves rulebooks? You do play. Sweet. Must be a pretty serious player if you're studying the rulebook, huh? I mean, sure, I get it. There's always more to learn, but honestly, it's a great read. Yeah, I know, right? There really is always something new to learn. You'd think that after a few campaigns, you'd be like, great, I've got this down. Like, last week, I found out a whole new way to approach a character development, and now I'm obsessed. Plus, the whole multi-class system is crazy. Oh, you DM too. That's so cool. You know, I was getting the vibe that you were into storytelling. The narrative is the thing that gets me every time as a player. I've tried to run a couple of one-shots myself, but I never seem to be able to steer the players the right way, you know? I once had a group spend like 20 minutes on a locked door because I forgot to tell them who to get the key from. Which really isn't as bad as what my group has done to our usual DM, but still. I mean, I love when we have campaigns that are all about battling and maxing stats or something, but it's really the moments in between. You know, like the character interactions or absurd NPCs, even the jokes we make about those situations we get into. That's what really makes it fun. Have you ever had one of those moments where your group makes a decision that's so ridiculous but ends up being one of the best things ever? Like, last time I played, my party and I decided to go fishing on the beach instead of getting ready for a huge ball, and we ended up catching the biggest shark we'd ever seen. Way more fun than shopping for stuffy formal wear. Well, until our gnome went for a swim and almost got swept away. Oh, we got him back though, don't worry. I've just realised I've been yapping at you this whole time. I'm so sorry. I tend to ramble about things I get excited about. Oh, you don't mind? You think it's cute when I ramble? That's really sweet of you, actually. I think you're pretty cute too. Speaking of characters, what kind of character do you usually play? Are you more of a classic fighter type, or do you like to mix it up? A rogue? Oh, no, I get it. There's something satisfying about playing a rogue, right? I know it's a popular class, but it doesn't make your character any less special. I've played my fair share of rogue, but lately I've been obsessed with druids. Something about transforming into animals and blending with nature just clicks for me. Oh, so you're the troublemaker, huh? I should have guessed. Honestly, every campaign needs one. Keeps things interesting. I bet you've got some wild stories to share. I'll tell you one of mine if you share one of yours. Perfect. Okay, so our party was sent on a quest to rescue a princess from a dragon, right? And instead of slaying it, my druid once tried to negotiate with the dragon by offering it a flower crown. It kind of worked. I mean, we didn't get roasted, so that's a win, right? Okay, your turn. Wait, so you found a button in the middle of a dungeon and just pressed it without even looking around? Well, you're lucky the poison cloud was the only thing that happened. It could have gone so much worse. See, This is what I love about the game. You never know what's going to happen. It's all about those unexpected twists and turns. You know, I think I'd love to play a campaign with you. You seem like you'd keep things exciting, both in and out of character. Speaking of keeping things exciting, dice. I've got some of my sets on me, if you'd like to see. And maybe show me yours? If you have any, that is. I know some people are totally digital rollers. I just love looking at other people's dice. Okay, well, you've probably heard a million times that people have lucky dice, but honestly, it feels like mine are cursed. I swear, the moment I pull them out, they start rolling all these terrible numbers, but hey, it's the fun of it, right? I never know whether to blame the dice or if maybe it's just my character making some bad choices. Honestly, it's probably a mix of both. These are my favourites. See the little stars inside? I got these after making my Circle of Stars druid. I like to keep a theme going, you know. Whoa! Those are gorgeous. And they're metal. God, you've got a good eye. May I? Dang, it would have been really cool if I got a nat 20 first try. These are really nice. Oh, you haven't been able to use them for a bit because you're between campaigns. Well, hey, if you're looking to play, I run a group every Tuesday night. We're always looking for new people, and honestly, it's a blast. There's this perfect balance of new and experienced players in the group, and everyone's super chill. If you're free, I'd love to have you join us. I swear, the stories our DM comes up with are insane. One night, we're hunting down a dangerous rogue with a vendetta, and the next, we're defending a village from a rampaging gelatinous cube. It's unpredictable, but in the best way possible. And hey, we'll be hanging out, playing the game, and it could also be fun to maybe grab dinner first. You could even pick the restaurant if you want. I'll let you choose, totally. I won't make you roll for your food or anything. I'll keep it simple. I mean, we could go over the latest campaign twists and you could give me some tips on how to make the NPCs less ridiculous sometimes. I may or may not have had one of them accidentally get stuck in a barrel, but that's a story for later. You know, dinner, some dice rolls, and some seriously wild conversations about fictional worlds. And that sounds like the perfect night to me. I'm glad you agree. So, Thursday? I think we'd have a pretty good time. Just us, some dice, and whatever happens in between. But if you've got a better day in mind, just let me know. I mean, it's your call. I'm sure whatever we get into will be just as fun. But hey, you're helping me roll for the best plans ever, right? And no, I promise, no dragon battles. Unless we can somehow work it into dinner, but let's save that for the campaign. Wouldn't want to spoil the fun before Thursday. Well, let me give you my number real quick and we can continue this storyline.